Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Was Yu Darvish tweeting when he thought he was texting about coming back to the Rangers? We'll get to that in a second. Roger Goodell beats Jerry Jones. And is David Irving going to miss the Giants game? All of that on a loaded Thursday edition of Sean and RJ. We got Troy and Roy right here on DFW Sports Station. Thank you guys for turning it on, leaving it on. But first, let's get to the news that has RJ Choppy sick to his stomach. His Tennessee Volunteers, it appears, finally have a head coach.
Yeah, what was this guy, like the 19th candidate on the list?
Yeah.
Jeremy Pruitt, the pouch-dipping defensive coordinator from Alabama.
Now, what's wrong with the pouch dip?
I think it's soft. If you're going to dip, dip. Don't dip through pouches, okay?
Do you feel the same about, like, light beer or, like, light cigarettes, you know? Just go ahead with the harsh stuff.
Well, you know, no, not really. Like ultra light cigarettes, yes.
Okay.
Like lights, Bud Light, Miller Lite, even that. I mean, I could jive with that, but pouch dipping. I mean, that's not. You're just not a man. I'm sorry. Okay, and you ain't a coach.
Have you ever dipped?
Yeah, I did in high school.
Oh,
in baseball, I was not a fan of it.
No,
I was not a fan of it. Okay. This is atrocious. This is some Mac crap that happens here. Not Mac Angle. I mean the Mid-American Conference. Those are the people. Mississippi State. These are the people who hire coordinators. This is not a learn-on-the-job job. That's what Tennessee is, not a learn-on-the-job job. For all the crap we've been through, and as far as this program has fallen, it still is a big brand. It still does have. It still is one of the 15, 20 best jobs in the country with facilities at the yin-yang and money to spend. This is not a learn-on-the-job job. You're not striking Kirby Smart gold.
Why not? You're going and getting, I'm just going to play devil's advocate okay. for all these points. You're getting a Nick Saban disciple, an Alabama product, the best program of the past decade.
Yeah.
You're going and getting one of Nick Saban's guys.
Derek Dooley's one of Nick Saban's guys. So is Jason Garrett. Nick Saban disciples.
You love Jason Garrett.
I do. Nick Saban disciples have never beat Nick Saban.
Okay.
They've been outscored 427-111. They have never beat him. They won't beat him. We won't beat him. Georgia won't beat them. Nobody will be. Nobody. It's not going to happen. And this nonsense that they would go, and this provincial BS. Mike Leach wanted this job. Les Miles wanted this job. T. Martin wanted this job. And who does he go out there and interview? Phil Fulmer? Kevin Steele, who was 9-36 as a college head coach, worst college coach in history.
Mm-hmm.
He interviews Jeremy Pruitt and Mel Tucker. Now, Mel Tucker, thankfully, is not just one of these, you know, corn-fed white boys that Jeremy Pruitt and Kevin Steele are. T. Martin wanted this job. He thinks this job is the best job in America. Jeremy Pruitt is waiting to take this job, so when Saban retires, he can go back to Alabama if he's any good, if Dabo turns it down. This is a nonsense hire. This is some Mac crap. This is exactly what this program has become, a learn-on-the-job job. T. Martin would have been the only coach who, all everyone said, Jerry
but Pruitt. T. Martin would be learning on the job.
I know, but at least he's our guy.
I know, but
if you're going to learn
isn't
on
that
the
such a dumbass justification.
No, because
so stupid. What has anybody from your program ever done? I mean, you talk about our guy. Wouldn't you rather have Saban's guy?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't rather have
Saban's guy.
Saban's
guy.
Saban's guys. Saban's guys don't do anything better than anybody else's guys. You know, the point is that the way I don't want an Alabama graduate taking over the job and then leaving in 5 years when Nick Saban retires to go back home. That's the problem.
But there's a lot of, all right, T. Martin may not leave, but a lot of people may use you guys as a stepping stool after 3 to 5 years just because, like, you're at the bottom of the one tier or the beginning of the second, and then they go to a top five
again,
job.
That's why, you know, that's why you've got to be careful with that. That's why you've got to be careful
But do
with
you know
that.
Anything about this guy other than no one beats Nick Saban amongst his disciples.
Yeah.
And this guy doesn't, you know, chew dip that's loose.
Yeah, I do. He also has never heard of asparagus. Okay? What kind of worldly meatball is this clown?
What do you mean he's never heard of asparagus?
Didn't you
never
use garlic.
You never ate an omelet till last year.
I never ate one, but I knew it. I knew its existence.
Okay.
This guy had a video on MTV where...
You know nothing about his X's and O's, though, right?
You know what I know about him? Is that he took over for Kirby Smart. He sat there with a great team, and all he did... Everyone says how great of a recruiter he is. No one goes to play for you, dude. They go to play for Nick Saban in Alabama.
That's true.
Not going there because of you. Oh, he signed 8 5-star recruits. No, he didn't. Nick Saban did. Mm-hmm. You just went to the meeting. That's all you did. And that's just, it's a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of garbage. This whole entire coaching search... And you're going to say he's a great recruiter. He's not better than T. Martin. T. Martin wins the awards, too, as the recruiter of the year. He's done that. You say he's a great offense, a defensive mind. Well, T's a great offensive mind.
But don't you think it's just a little simple-minded?
It's racist. Flat out.
Oh.
The fact that they had not hired T. Martin is nothing more than these jort-wearing, Heath Shuler jersey-wearing, meth dealing, sister kiss stealing, General Lee riding, Confederate flag flying, son of a sister mother, don't want to have a black head coach. That's the bottom line. It's exactly what it is. And I am fed up and I am done. You're not going to strike Kirby Smart luck again. It's not happening 2 years in a row. It's just not. Nick Saban disciples are no better than anyone else. Bill Belichick disciples don't succeed in the NFL either, do they? They don't. The best coaches are the best coaches in part because their assistants are good, but their assistants, you know, aren't necessarily elite. They're the best coach because they're the best coach. And if you want to, Phil went, and I don't, look, I'm not saying Phil did this because of anything that is, you know, despicable, but he knows who his fan base is. Mm. And I am sick and tired of my school being run by, you know,
Clay Travis.
No, you know, non.
What did the leader have to say about this? By the way, what did Clay have to say?
He actually is okay with it.
Okay,
he actually likes the hire.
Okay,
but I'm just sick and tired of these T-shirt fans running the program just because they happen to live near there. I'm the program. I got a diploma. I'm the program. You fools from Sevierville who go out there and make your moonshine.
Is there a place called Sevierville?
It's a town.
Okay.
You make your moonshine.
My brother who lives in Fruitland.
Fruitland, yeah. You guys are not the program. Just because you live there and you happen to be able to go. You ain't the pro. I'm the program. People with diplomas are the program. Troy's the A&M program, not the T-shirt fan from Conroe, okay?
That's a Conroe.
Whatever. That's not the way it is. I'm the program.
Let me give you some optimism.
And there is no optimism.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
This is
if you were going to go down, first of all, the fact that you did not hire a proven head coach.
Who would go there, Chuck?
Mike Leach already said he accepted the job.
After
Les
that.
Miles wanted the job. He interviewed for the job. He wanted the job. He was the first one they called.
Would you rather have Les Miles than Jeremy Pruitt?
Yes. I don't know what this guy could be a home run. He could be great. And he could be awful. He could be just a disaster. I want a proven head coach. And if you're not going to go with a proven head coach, then you go with someone who understands the university.
Troy, what after all the crap he gives you over your Aggies and the fake ring and making fun of the fans and the marching band, how are you feeling about this?
You know, for a second, I feel really good, and I just kind of sit back and watch it just implode in front of me. But then, you know, I kind of get to the facts of it, and, you know, he's no longer alluding to it. He's just flat out saying it. And then I just go back, and I'm like, okay, let me hear Jeremy Pruitt. Let me hear this guy talking. Here's a clip of him.
Oh, my God. Please sound like a bumpkin, please.
This is him when he was given the job as defensive coordinator at Alabama.
I was thinking walking down the hall there, I was thinking back when I recruited T.J. Yeldon. I think the final selling point on him was we said, hey, T.J., you know, Coach Saban don't let the freshmen talk to the media. And he was like, well, I'm all in on that. That's kind of the way it is with the coaches. No disrespect to you guys, but I'm excited to be back.
Winner, winner, burning cross dinner.
Man, they need to change the colors of that program from orange and white to just white.
Jesus.
Okay, it is absurd. It is despicable. I'm ashamed today to be a Tennessee alum. Alumnus. It's not an alum. It's an alumnus. He went old boy network here. He may have just gone and asked his neighbors, "Hey, you want a coach?"
But Chop, you know from the outside, and again, I'm just gonna make an outside observation. I'd be like, man, you're making a strong statement based upon what, that they hired a white coach over T. Martin. Now you went there, you know what it's like, but like, how do you know that this played into it that much?
Because I know the fans, there's a portion of the fans that won't accept it. Just won't. Yeah. Now, Fulmer doesn't have any beliefs like this. I'm not saying that. Neither does anybody with the school.
Yeah.
But they understand, the fan base and a portion of the fan base. And you will never convince me that didn't play a factor. Okay. Ever.
All right, need a little translation, by the way, if you want to sympathize with Chopper or make fun of him, 877-881-1053, 940-393. Face it, Chop, Tennessee is Texas Tech.
Well, no, they're not. That's just dumb. But if you're a tech grad, I get it.
Watch it, Choppy. I have family in
Sevierville.
Sevier County.
Look, Sevier County is a good county if you like your moonshot and your jorts. Yeah. It's a great county. That's a great county, man. Roy would have lived in Blunt County.
Blunt?
There's a Blunt County.
Sevier and Blunt. Like, what's the next county? Like, blunt force trauma? Like, what type of terms are these? They're very aggressive.
I'm at a loss here, and this is some... All right, Mac crap.
Save some right there. Okay, translate this. Well, I'll do the first translation. You Darvish 7 hours ago on his Twitter account. I think it's an Instagram post from Dallas. Troy can help translate. But here's what he wrote. A little bit more. It is Christmas. Dallas has gotten cold. Everyone, please take care. Emily Jones, Rangers insider, tweeted back, you! Darvish tweeted, Emily. Emily tweeted, hope you and the fam and the dogs are doing well, not giving up on that English interview. Darvish wrote back, we doing well, Emily. How is your family doing? If I sign with the Rangers, I'll do it next spring training.
Yeah, boy.
Get back over here.
You, boy.
Bring him back.
Is this an accidental message where Darvish thought he was texting? That's my first thought, Roy.
I think the opposite, actually. Hearing that again, hearing the entire exchange between him and Emily Jones, that's only further confirmation he's not coming back. Yu Darvish is not going to do an English-speaking interview at any point in his career as long as he is in Major League Baseball. He got through it for 5 years with the Rangers. He ain't going to start now. What he is saying in that statement is that if he signs with the Rangers, he'll do an English-speaking interview in spring training.
Well,
the fact is, he's basically admitting right there.
If I do the interview,
yes,
if
I do it, I'll do it at spring training. But the problem is, you're never going to do it.
Well, he said I sign with the Rangers.
He's never going to do it.
Why would he put that out there like that?
Again,
you are a hater.
There's something to the...
If Ohtani says, hey, you in? I'm in. You in? I wonder if instead of Darvish, and again, all this is obviously reaching. I wonder if instead of Darvish being the hook for Ohtani, Ohtani could be the hook for Darvish. And they both, since you was his idol... They both go ahead and sign up here in Arlington.
Well, that's potentially potential. There's potential to that. Now, I don't know if this was a direct message mistake. Certainly possible.
Yeah.
DMM. People have done that before.
DMM leasing.
Maybe this is a language barrier issue where you didn't understand the gravity of what he was typing. I didn't. When I saw that, I was like, "What's?" You know, I was like, "What is this?" I mean, if he signed, if I sign, like that's.
We doing well, Emily. How is your family doing? If I sign with the Rangers, I'll do it next spring training. And as Roy points out, the original exchange was Emily asking, "When can I get that English interview?" Mm. If I sign with the Rangers, I'll do it next spring training. Leaving open the door.
There's a door open. The door should always be open. You know.
I don't think he would do this to troll the fan base.
No.
I don't think you is at that stage.
I agree.
With a social media game.
No, I agree. He's not trolling.
Yeah.
He's not trolling. He's just being honest. He's just being open. And the Rangers will be a team that is available, as should 29 others.
You think the fan base is still at a point? Remember the day after the World Series ended where they're like, no, we don't want him back here.
You take him back.
They're going to get over that. Yeah. You're gonna get over the hey, and
when
if
you
gonna,
see this six man rotation,
I was gonna say if we transition to a six man, what's your problem now? What's your complaint?
Name the six man, Roy. We did it yesterday.
Oh,
get ready to get depressed.
Cole Hamels.
Yep.
Martin Perez at the 2.5. I'll go also starting at the 2.5. Doug Fister.
Yep.
Let's go. We'll go to 3 here with Mike Minor. And I think he will end up being in that spot.
That's 4 guys.
He better. They gave him $40 million.
Well, he's or, be a 4.
And then fill it out with Shohei and you. That's 5-6.
There you go.
What's the problem? Right. You back that up against anybody in the American League. What's up, Houston?
I like that. There we go. 5-6. What's up, Houston?
And here's the thing about Mike Minor.
Yeah.
It's not that he's great.
You, boy.
It's not that he's great against Dominican players that are under 5'9". He's great against Venezuelan players that are under 5'9". And who's under 5'9" in the Rangers division that's also from Venezuela? Jose Altuve. Killer!
Troy, save that clip for Out of Bounds, that last 10 seconds. You don't know what you just did to set up Out of Bounds, Roy. Very good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.